celebrating female role models across our community. Live from MacRobertson Girls High School in Melbourne, Australia, you're listening to Be Like Her Live on MacRob Live.
Welcome everyone, live from MacRob in Melbourne, Australia, you're tuned into MacRob Live on Live FM. I'm your host Shreya and my co-host today is Nidisha. Joining us today is our very special guest, Finance Manager of MacRob, Andrea Reed. Hi Andrea, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So we just wanted to ask, what made you decide to work at MacRob?
Oh, it was sort of like a bit of work-life balance in the end. I've been working for many, many years and I wanted to give back to the community a little bit, be involved in a school, and it allowed me to, you know, spend some time with my family on school holidays. So that's always a bonus. I was lucky enough to get the role as finance manager here at MacRob.
So just with your role as finance manager, what actually does that entail for the audience?
Well, that helps keeps the doors open and the lights on. I pay the bills of the school. So I've got to make sure that I'm very compliant because we're working in a government school. We have to make sure that everything is the way it's supposed to be. We've got a lot of processes and procedures that we need to follow. So my job is to make sure that everybody's doing the right thing, getting the right approvals to spend the money. And so that's my job.
What do you think has been maybe your biggest challenge as a finance manager here?
I think it's learning all the new processes because it's very different to the outside or the real world out there. It's just making sure that you're following all the correct procedures, because if we get audited and we're not doing the right thing, people can get into trouble. Mm. So there's a lot to learn. And there's still, I've only been in the role 12 months, but there's still a lot to learn. But I think that's one of the biggest challenges is just, finding the right way and making sure you're doing it the right way.
So I know you've worked at a telecommunications company a bit before coming here as an office manager. Mm-hmm. So how is that different to your experience here? Because I know you mentioned that macro finances may not always be the same as the real world.
Yeah, I think my role was very diverse at being an office manager. I not only paid the bills there, but I also I did a lot of HR work there too. Mm. I had to do a lot of the BAS, which is, you know, making sure that all your taxes are sorted and things like that. And the other thing in that role was it was a bit of a lonely role because it was a company that was based overseas, so there was only a few people in the office in here in Melbourne. Although I did get to travel overseas a lot with that role, so that was a big bonus. So it's just a lot different. And coming to a role like this, I have had roles in between coming here, but coming here and being involved in the school it's been an amazing experience so far.
Just coming off from that, so you, when we talked to you, you mentioned how you had your own bakers. So how is it like owning your own business? What was that like?
It was very stressful but extremely rewarding in the same sort of breath. I mean, owning a bakery is it's going from getting up at 12 o'clock in the middle of the night and then the bakery's open from, you know, that amount of time all the way through to about 7 o'clock. So that was a very different life.
Just going off from that, how did you actually manage your baker and like your business with just everyday life in general, like your family and whatnot?
Well, it was all consuming. So the bakery pretty much took over my life for the years that I had it. I got a business that was pretty much run down and I built it up and then sold it off after a little while, which was fantastic. It also gave my two daughters at the time their first part-time jobs, and that's given them an amazing, you know, introduction to work. My youngest daughter she's just graduated as a teacher, and she was still working there up until about 6 months ago.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing, pretty amazing.
So I think before you touched on how you traveled internationally, and I just wanted to ask, as someone who's worked internationally and, you know, in Australia, what are some insights you've gained about the global landscape?
I think we're all the same, working towards the same goal. It's just some cultures are a bit different to here. America is very much, because our company was based in America, very much work, work, work. Mm. Not a lot of family focus. And then when I worked in, we worked in Europe as well, it's more towards making sure that the people that are working there are actually well looked after. They've got to have enough light coming into their workspace. They've got to have plants. So it's more about the actual well-being. So I think here in Australia we've got a really good balance of that.
So sidetracking a bit, but as a woman who has navigated, I guess, various different paths in terms of careers, what insights can you offer for like a fostering diversity and inclusion in such fields?
I think it's making sure that you're aware of everyone's different cultures and being give a lot of empathy towards people, and not taking people, just taking people on face value pretty much.
Thanks. So community is one of the core values here at MacRob. And so we wanted to ask, what was community like in your life before and after MacRob? Have you noticed any difference or changes in the way you view and community has been for you?
I've always been brought up in a very community-minded family. My dad was very much involved with many clubs. And, I was involved in, on a small level, I suppose, netball clubs and things like that, you know, making sure that the girls got there on time and all that. So community's always been part of who I am. It's part of my DNA, I suppose. So coming here, it's amazing to see and be involved. And, you know, I even got involved in the dance last year, and that was really good fun. So being part of a community is really important to me. And it's a great, you know, MacRob really fosters that in an amazing way.
So what have you learned about yourself over your career, like anything in particular?
I think it's about being resilient and also being a role model to my two daughters and letting them know that they can achieve anything if they put their minds to it. And I think that's a pretty amazing thing to be able to impart into the next generation.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to MacRob Live on Live FM, live from MacRob in Melbourne, Australia. I'm your host, Shreya, and my co-host today is Didisha. Our very special guest today is Andrea Reed, and we were just discussing about her career. So, Andrea, what key experiences and turning points have shaped the trajectory of your professional life?
Well, not to get into too personal, but I had to, you know, reshape the way that I worked because I had a marriage breakdown and I had to look after my two daughters. So I went from working part-time to full-time. And then owning my own business was part of that, you know, making sure that I could provide for them. So I suppose that's where, you know, my career's sort of been a bit, you know, chop and change over the years. But, yeah, it's been an amazing experience, but I don't know whether I've actually answered that question in the end.
That's all right. With the next question, we were just wondering, because when we talked to you, you mentioned how you moved away from your family. So what was that like, especially going on your own as an individual, as a woman, and trying to find your passions? So how was that?
Yeah, it was, you know, at the age of 15, nearly 16, moving from the country to the city was a major, major decision, but well supported by my family. I didn't just come and live on my own. I lived with my auntie and her family. And, you know, started a career that didn't sort of end up the way that I wanted it to. So I think it's you know, doing that, it's about having the support around you, even though you've gone off on your own, having that support behind you and moving forward. It's about, you know, making sure that you end up with the right people, you know, and they can there to support you through to your next stage of your life.
From what we can tell, that you've definitely had a different experience in terms of your career. So what's one piece of advice you'd give to either your younger self or just the MacRobians in general?
I think it's just belief. Believe in yourself, follow your passions, and, you know, make sure that you surround yourself with amazing people. And I think that, you know, you're going to succeed in whatever you do.
Yeah, that's all we have time for today. Thank you to our amazing guest, Andrea Reed. It's been a great pleasure talking to you today. Signing off from MacRob in Melbourne, Australia, you've been tuning in to MacRob Live on Live FM. My name is Shreya and my co-host today was Nidisha. Thank you for joining us today. We hope you have found the information today useful. Until next time, have a great day.
Celebrating female role models across our community, live from the McRoberson Girls High School in Nam, Australia. You're listening to Be Like Her Live on McRob Live.